This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Vishnu. So early this morning, Malaysian time, the Fed delivered that US rate hike as widely expected. But the FOMC members now appear split on how many more rate hikes for the rest of the year. So what do you think could tilt the outlook one way or the other?
Well, I think what they are factoring in is really that the US tax reforms will give a boost to the economy. So that was one of the reasons why they upgraded growth forecast for this year by 0.2 percentage points to 2.7% and for next year to 2.4%, and that was raised by 0.3 percentage points. So the Fed is really looking at the tax reforms giving a boost to the economy. And to be fair, I think a lot more members now see four rate hikes rather than three, despite the median, which is what markets pay attention to for the dot plot. The median remained at three. So the outcome is at the margin. More people expect four rate hikes, but what could keep it split, as you rightly and acutely pointed out, was the fact that even the Fed is not sure how trade protectionism would play out. And before the FOMC meeting, at another meeting, they had just flagged up that trade protectionism could be a risk to the global economy and one that the U.S. cannot ignore.
So Vishnu, given your outlook on the Fed, right, you know, what does it mean for other central banks around the world, particularly for Bank Negara Malaysia?
I think the game doesn't change too much. What remains in play is the fact that the Fed has continued to stick to its path of continued normalization, albeit being gradual, which means that Asian central banks have a little bit more time as they start to normalize policy. But I think Asian central banks at this point must begin to, or at least must start to begin the normalization process. They cannot hold it off for much longer. And on that account, I think Bank Negara Malaysia has got the edge where they started already this year. Bank of Korea started last year, whereas I think there are other lagging banks in the region would be the Philippine Central Bank, the Indonesian Central Bank, who have not started hiking rates yet.
So in short, one and done for Bank Negara this year, you think?
I think the kind of inflation numbers we've seen would lead us to think that one and done would be the case. We are somewhat still seduced by the fact that underlying inflation will continue to pick up, and so for a more sustainable path, late this year, another hike could be on the cards as well.
Got it. Now let's move over from monetary policy to the to Facebook. So Facebook shares broke a two-day losing streak, gaining 0.7% at the close. CEO Mark Zuckerberg finally coming out and addressing the problem. So from a market perspective, do you think the Facebook jitters are over, or are there still risks in the near term?
I think the jitters are far from over. Right now, what we may have seen is some relief. After all, acknowledgement of a problem is the beginning of a resolution process. So I think markets are taking some consolation from that. The reason why I think the saga is far from over is because this is not peculiar to Facebook. The fact is, 10 years ago, high technology would either mean corporates really getting the technology and productivity up, or for the average consumer, it means gaming at a much higher speed. But now I think technology has pervaded every aspect of social life. And as a byproduct, I think there's a lot of personal information that's being gathered that consumers are not aware can be exploited far further than they could ever imagine, given big data has dovetailed with the kind of data gathering. So increasingly what this means is that regulators will play a catch-up game in tightening the screws on social media overall. So it's not just Facebook. I think this jitters could go across markets as regulators begin to understand first, then scrutinize, and then determine what they need to regulate and how much oversight they need.
So with this, these heightened prospects of more regulatory oversight, you know, what does it mean for your equities outlook? Because, look, the tech sector, it's been a darling for U.S. equities for a while now, right? So do U.S. stocks have another leg to stand on, you think?
On the question of whether the overall equities markets have another leg to stand on if the tech leg wobbles a bit, I think that the answer to that is on a longer horizon, yes. I think there will be a lot more boost coming through from the global infrastructure boost, which can pervade further out from the tech sector. So you get a lot of your usual commodity sector and the construction sector also holding up quite well. But looking at the tech sector itself, I mean, there's a good reason why it has been the darling. I mean, it's that we are on the frontier of further innovation. But I think markets will also have to price in that the premiums are far too high now, just across sectors as well, not just tech. And so they will have to put in a bit of that regulatory premium that we saw being priced into financial instruments much earlier and then unwinding. I think that kind of regulatory premium would come onto the tech sector as well.
Thank you so much for your time and your insights. That was Vishnu Varadhan, Head of Economics and Strategy with Mizuho Bank in Singapore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.